German prosecutors have revealed the pilot suspected of deliberately crashing a plane in the French Alps last week was treated for suicidal tendencies years before he received his license to fly. Lubitz is blamed for killing himself and 149 others in the crash last week. The revelations are sure to ignite more debate about whether doctors should be compelled to reveal their patient's diagnosis and how pilots should be screened. Europe correspondent Mary Geeran reports.
Under pressure to reveal what was known about Lubitz's state of mind, German authorities in his home of Düsseldorf spoke of what they'd found. Prosecutor Christoph Kumper says several years ago, Lubitz received, for a long period, psychotherapeutic treatment for noticeable suicidal tendencies. But he says since then, nothing has indicated those tendencies remained.
We have found evidence that his doctors documented him to be unable to work and to fly. But these documents don't show any hint of being suicidal or being aggressive against other people.
Christoph Kumper warns not to jump to conclusions.
There still is no evidence that the co-pilot told before that he'll do what we have to assume was done, and we haven't found a letter or anything like that that contains a confession of that.
These details will add to the debate about how much doctors should reveal. The German Health Ministry has said medicos already have the right to break their vow of confidentiality if they think their patients pose a danger to others. Former British Airways pilot Alistair Rosenshine says the onus should be on the doctors to speak up.
Well, let's be absolutely clear on this. The aeromedical doctor, that's the one you go to for your annual or your six-monthly medical, will necessarily be informing the Civil Aviation Authority and your employer, and that's part of the that's part of their job. But the question here is whether or not your general practitioner or a hospital where you seek medical treatment who are aware of the fact you're a pilot, whether or not they're mandated to inform the Civil Aviation Authority. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, they should be. And even if they're not mandated to do so, if they're aware that this person's a pilot, then they should be morally bound to do so.
Meanwhile, relatives of the Australian victims of the crash have travelled to the Alps to pay their respects. Carol Friday's brother Malcolm Corum and his two daughters journeyed to the village of Vernet near the site and stood by the memorial erected there. It's understood they plan to stay in the Alps for a few days and to leave behind paintings by Carol Friday of the Australian bush. This is Mary Geeran for AM.